The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of QCA, that's the Coded Companies Alliance, Tim Ward. Tim, thanks for joining me.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Yeah, and you've recently released the findings of a mid and small cap survey entitled The Eye of the Beholder, the Differing Perspectives on the UK Equity Market. So first of all, before we dig into that, and we're going to do a couple of episodes on this, the first one is about retail investors. But before we get into that, for people not familiar with the Coded Companies Alliance, can you explain what it's all about, please, Tim?
Yeah, certainly. The Quoted Companies Alliance was set up and is set up to champion the interests of small and mid-sized quoted companies in the UK. We see these companies very much as being the engines of growth for the UK economy. They generate wider wealth for society through employment, through taxes, and we see them being absolutely critical to the future of the UK economy. So we represent them in terms of campaigning to make sure that the rules and regulations are proportionate for them, informing, making sure that they have all the information that they can get in order to be able to be effective in the markets, to be able to communicate better. And we create a lot of interaction between those companies, the directors, and particularly institutional investors, but also regulators and policymakers.
Excellent stuff. Okay, and now in this mini-series, we'll be covering lots of different parts of the survey, but this is focusing on the retail investor. So can you explain the importance of the retail investor to small, mid-cap companies and to the market as a whole, please, Tim?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when we ask companies about the importance of the retail investor, something like 80% of those companies say that retail investment is very important to them. And something like... I think the ONS said something like 13% of investors do own shares directly in small and mid caps. And it does vary because even more retail investors invest through funds. So the level of interest in small and mid cap companies by retail investors is huge. But we don't always see that interest being reflected directly in the companies. And what I mean by that is that the individuals that own shares, as they probably know only too well, invest typically through investment platforms like AJ Bell and Hargreaves Lansdown. So it's very difficult for them to have direct contact with a company, and it's impossible often for companies to know who their shareholders are.
Yeah. So how can this be improved? How can companies attract more retail investors, more retail interest?
Well, I think it's looking at the sources of information that retail investors go to. We did a YouGov survey where we asked, and there was online interviews with over 500 retail investors. And top of the list in terms of the information source, the most important information source, was newspapers and online websites of newspapers. So companies, investors looking for interesting companies that way, but also looking at corporate websites, at RNS announcements, that sort of thing, and also paid for company research, broker research. So companies can do a lot in terms of that. In terms of actually increasing their PR, so they become more prominent in the press if they can, but also the impact of their website, connecting more directly with people by encouraging retail investors to sign up for email newsletters and things like that, so that there's more access to the information that's coming out from the companies.
Yeah, and look at the protection for retail investors. What's offered there, and I mean, is anything expected to change?
There are lots of changes. I mean, my role, inevitably, I would say there's too much regulation for smaller companies. Regulation is designed typically for the largest companies on the stock market. And if I just give you very briefly a little statistic, if you look at the FTSE All Share Index. The largest company on that index is about 120 billion, and the smallest company in that index is about 30 million. Mm. So there's one set of rules for all those companies on the main market of the London Stock Exchange, and we believe that there should be proportionate rules dependent on the size and the stage of development of companies. But in answer to your question about, will there be regulatory changes? The post-Brexit environment is fantastic because it's changing the attitude of policymakers and regulators to say, how can we calibrate our markets so they are UK-centric rather than EU-centric? And in doing that, there's some very detailed reviews going on in terms of the primary markets, how effective they are in terms of attracting companies, but also in money raising. There's been a wholesale markets review, a secondary capital raising review, and also, I think, importantly, from a retail investor point of view, as important as any of the previous ones I've mentioned, is the prospectus review, which is looking to see at times of IPO and also for secondary capital raisings, how the retail investor can be involved more and can get information which is accessible.
Yeah, well, leading on from that, in your opinion, what is the best way for retailers to access the information on a company or management of a listed company?
Well, it has to be initially, I think, through the website. And companies are really trying to improve their corporate websites. If you find that when you're looking at a company, you have to go all the way down the page to that list of things where it says sitemap, and you find that's where the investor link is to get to find all the investor information, then I don't think companies are doing enough to make sure that their websites communicate and are transparent. I think things like corporate videos on the website are really important. It brings a company to life. But also, when we did the survey, the survey with Peel Hunt, talking to institutional investors, we asked them what should companies be doing to make them more attractive, not just to institutional investors, but retail investors as well. And top of the list, and it's been top of the list for the last 3 or 4 years, is capital markets days. And these, that's management getting out and promoting the company, explaining the company to as wide a shareholder base as possible. So that's top of the investor list. Top of the company list was improving the corporate website. And Capital Markets Days was lower, and actually over the last 3 years has dipped. So we want to encourage more Capital Markets Days. We want to encourage more openness from companies. We want more investors able to sign on for email newsletters. And we need more information being passed through RNS announcements and things like that as well.
Excellent stuff. Tim Ward, CEO of the Corded Companies Alliance. We'll be catching up in the next episode of the podcast talking about visibility and reach. Tim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast.